33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. Headed to the beach this summer? Should you beware of sharks? Researchers from Texas A&M University Corpus Christi have undertaken a massive tagging project, putting tracking devices on some 4,000 sharks, hoping to study their behavior and migration patterns. The research is featured tonight on an episode of Shark Week on the Discovery Channel, and they're hoping to change perceptions about the ocean's most feared predators. Dr. Greg Stuntz is a professor of marine biology at Texas A&M University Corpus Christi. He's director of the Center for Sports Fish Science and Conservation. Dr. Stuntz, welcome to The Standard.
Hello, nice to be with you.
Tell us a little bit about these artificial reefs. What are their purpose and what do sharks have to do with them?
So our region of the Gulf of Mexico is characterized by really just mud or sandy bottom. So anywhere you have any type of structure, you get really oases of life. And that's what these artificial structures provide, whether it's converted oil and gas platforms to rigs to reef or materials specifically put in as artificial reefs, you just get a great abundance of marine life, including sharks.
Yeah. And so I gather you and your team spent a week out in the middle of the ocean on a small pontoon boat tagging sharks?
Yeah. So this will be the fourth episode we've done for Shark Week, the fourth year. And this one, essentially, we created artificial reef that we let drift in the Gulf of Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And sharks are well known to use these drifting artificial reefs called fish aggregating devices. And so we tagged fish and sharks in particular to see how they would come and go and use these artificial reefs that were floating. Of course, we had it all decked out with all types of surveillance equipment and electronic listening devices for these sharks so we would know it when they appeared, and then we could quickly get in the water and dive with them and interact with them. So it's, you do respect them very well, let me tell you that.
Let me ask you something. When you're doing something like this and a lot of cameras are involved and it's Shark Week and the whole deal, are you really getting useful research here, or is this more done for the benefit of the cameras and sort of to encourage interest in sharks more generally?
Well, really both. I mean, we're getting useful information. I mean, Discovery has access to resources and things. We never could have afforded to build this structure like this and the time at sea for that period of time. So, you know, we can do things that we wouldn't ordinarily be able to do. But at the same time, you know, we can work through sharks being such charismatic animals that we can use them as ambassadors for the ocean to teach not only about sharks, but also why we care about healthy oceans and how that promotes healthy human populations.
As I'm sure you're aware, you don't have to dig too deeply online to find a pretty good bit of criticism from some of your colleagues in the academy. They look at Shark Week and, you know, they see all the talk about the big dangerous predators and the, you know, the zombie sharks and the, you know, all this stuff. And there are a lot of people who feel like there's no small amount of pseudoscience when you have a spectacle like Shark Week. Are you concerned about that as a serious researcher yourself?
Well, yes, we're concerned. Of course, we don't like that type of programming any better than I think the scientist you're talking about. Of course, with the university here in Texas A&M, we're very concerned about, you know, our image in the university. So we have very strict contractual clauses about how we're portrayed and make sure there's no mermaids or, you know, megalodon swimming here.
Right, sort of.
But we work with some very good professional production firms that we've developed very close relationships. This episode in particular, Lost Cage, and our past ones that we've done send very strong conservation messages that are well grounded in solid science. And so I guess, you know, the Discovery's been through different phases of Shark Week, of how it's, you know, evolved over time.
Mm-hmm.
And they went through that period of, I guess you could call it maybe ratings gathering kind of thing. And now they've really come full circle to where the leadership now at Discovery really wants to get back to its roots and promote strong conservation-minded programming. And if you've watched Shark Week this year, for the most part, that's, you've seen a lot more of that. So that's a good thing.
Dr. Stuntz, at the end of the day, what are you hoping that the public might take away from this episode and your research more generally?
The main message is that, you know, we have little to fear from sharks. And in fact, the message we always send is that, you know, ocean without sharks is much scarier than ocean with them. They play such key roles as balance keepers in the ocean, where they are the apex predators, they're the wolves of the ocean. they keep everything in balance and in check. And without them, the oceans would be a very different place. Everyone always wonders, well, you know, they can eat me, right? And am I going to get bit when I go down to the Texas coast? And the answer to that is a resounding no. You're much more likely to be hurt by a variety of other things than sharks. Only 50 people in recorded history have been what we call unprovoked shark attack in Texas. Only two of those were fatal back in the late 50s and early 60s before modern evacuation and medicine. So we're just simply not on their menu. And the public should recognize that these animals are of high value to healthy oceans, and they're very important that we protect their numbers.
Dr. Greg Stuns is a professor of marine biology at Texas A&M University Corpus Christi. His research will be featured on an episode of Shark Week tonight on the Discovery Channel. Dr. Stuns, thanks for your time.
Sure, no problem. Happy to be here.